Some might think the church is unnecessarily concerned with what goes on in people's bedrooms, a preoccupation that seems unbecoming. Sex is not a suitable religious topic. Spiritual teachers should stick to spiritual things and stay out of people's personal lives. But what we do behind closed doors isn't unimportant. How we relate intimately to others and what we do with our bodies matters. For Christians don't believe that humans are mere physical shells that house some purer, better component inside of them. The human form is sacred. Indeed, all life is. St. Paul calls our bodies temples. We might interpret that in a variety of ways, but at the heart of this assertion lies the truth that God doesn't just connect with humankind on another plane of existence, but on this very one. God's relationship to people is a physical one, and our bodies provide a place of encountering the divine. Perhaps sometimes the church gets its delivery wrong when it talks about the kinds of behaviors people should or shouldn't engage in. Indeed, sometimes religion might be totally off base when it comes to understanding or interpreting human physiology and conduct. Just as spiritual matters can be complicated, so our organic structures and psyches can be too. But God doesn't just love what's inside of us. God doesn't love us only when the outer parts of us are stripped off. God loves and values us as a total package. It is our whole being God cares about and redeems. And that should not cause us shame or fill us with dread. Instead, we should rejoice. No matter what other people, or even you yourself, think when you look in the mirror, God finds you extraordinarily beautiful. So as St. Paul writes, glorify God in your body.